This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And hello, everybody. It is Tom Chenault with the Network Marketing Leadership Show, and it is an unbelievable day. I have got a guest that I have been a fan of forever, and we are going to have some fun. Before we get there, Adrian Chenault, how are you?
I am tremendous. So happy to be here. This is a very, very exciting day.
Yeah, so I came out of the investment banking world in 1988. My job was a high-level stockbroker and financial public relations guy. My income in '88 was $877,000. I got two DUIs and two disturbing pieces in 1 month. I sobered up in September, and in January I figured out where I was financially. And to my chagrin, I realized I had spent $1,000,001 that year, and I was dead broke, newly sober, had to reinvent myself. And it was crazy because here I came out of a world of mergers and acquisitions. I looked up. I had Adrian as a four-year-old and his sister as a Z-year. She was born 2 weeks after I got sober. If she watches this show, she will be mad that I don't remember her exact birthday, which was October or something. October 8th or 10th or 11th. What was it, Adrian? Do you have any idea?
October 11th.
Something in October, right after I got sober. And so, Courtney, if you're watching, I apologize for that. But the fact of the matter is I had to reinvent myself, and I reinvented myself into the world of home-based business, which is what you have now. But my passion has been mergers and acquisitions, startups, all that, and here we are. And Adrian, why don't you talk for a second and talk about why you love this Alex Stern so much, and here we go.
It's such an honor. This is such an exciting opportunity and such an exciting conversation and kind of a funny moment, actually. So we started this company, Contact Mapping, back in 2017. And what happened was, as we were starting this company, we spent a lot of time trying to figure out how to name it and what to name it. And we spent a lot of time studying a lot of the best companies in the space. And the intersection of those two Venn diagrams was Constant Contact, because we wanted to call the company Contact Mapping. That was based on a term that my dad had come up with to describe what he had done for all of these years. And then we went and looked at, well, what are the best companies that have been around that we can learn from along the way? And what kept coming up at the top of that list was this company, Constant Contact, who you have probably heard of many times before, who you've probably seen in the footer of emails that you have received over the years, and just an unbelievable company. And all the time, people accidentally say Constant Contact when they mean contact mapping. See, I almost just did it. And I consider it a pure honor, because that's a pretty, if you're going to get mistaken for a company, then you could do a lot worse than to be accidentally called Constant Contact. And so Alec, among many other business accolades, is one of the three initial founders of Constant Contact in an attic, as I understand. So I want to hear all about how that all got started. And 18 years later, they sold it for a bucket of money. And this is a guy who I have been very eager to get to learn from. I've been learning from him from afar on Clubhouse, and now here we are.
Wow. Cool. Hello, Alec.
Hey, how are we doing? Good to see you.
Never better, baby.
Thanks for that warm introduction and comments. I appreciate that.
No, you're the man, and I'm telling you, whether it's Mark Victor Hansen or Paul Capozzo or Dominique, everybody talks about your heart before they talk about your head. And they say you're a fun-loving, pizza-eating son of a gun that lives life like a rock star all over the world, that happens to be bright and unbelievable at putting people and therefore deals together, which is all life is, right?
It's about connections.
Yeah.
And you're taking your contacts and putting the pieces together for success.
And you're absolutely I was told by two different people that you're not a name dropper, that you hold your relationships tight but not hard. So what that means is he's not one of those guys that's going to try to one-up you all the time. But if you need connected to somebody, this is the guy. And that's worked out real well for you throughout your career, correct?
Yeah, so people always ask me, you know, who's the mentor or that the people that you were aspired to meet or to be with, and I'll be real straightforward with you. I aspire to meet every small business and every entrepreneur, and especially in the inner cities. That's who I look up to, and so I don't care about, you know, I love all the people I share stages with. I've made some amazing friends that have, like Mark Victor Hansen and Crystal and others who have just, you know, afforded so much opportunity to me with regard to speaking and connections and so on. But I really, in my DNA is small businesses, and that's really where my heart goes first.
I have not a doctorate in drunk. So that means I am really good at alcoholics. And that's where my whole life is misfits and those types of people just like you. And so everybody asks me where my people are all the time. And I knew Khashoggi. I don't know if you ever remember that name, Adnan Khashoggi. He was an arms dealer. I knew John King, who was just BB Rebozo, took him down. I used to fly him around when I sold airplanes. I have met people at the very top of everything, but my tribe are those people that you're talking about where I can make a difference with a human being across the table that is literally starting at zero with an idea and a lot of ambition, and that's the guy I love and live for too. So just like you, right, sir?
That's correct. Yeah, same. I mean, I've been, as we talked, afforded a lot of opportunity, and those you cherish those moments when you're, you know, either on stage with or getting an award at or whatever it is, and so it's really the people, and you know, I appreciate your backstory and sharing that, and you know, it's sure at times in life it was very challenging what you experienced. And I grew up in a home, you know, with my dad was an alcoholic, so. So I had to experience it firsthand, and so we never really got close. He was very, very successful in his own right. Was involved with over 100 patents, and mostly in textiles, majority. And so I saw in him what I did not want to be in a person. So I never wanted to go into business. So I went to college for sociology. I did that for about a semester, and I'm like, okay, I'm going to go over to business. This isn't for me. And so there's an old joke, someone said, well, you know, what's your major? Philosophy. Well, why don't you minor in communication so you can think out loud? And so I kind of had to move back over because I was a numbers guy and certainly love business. So I did go over to the business school at Syracuse and one of the things my dad did teach me, which was really helpful, was that, you know, I said I want to go into marketing. He said, well, you got to be close to the customer. You got to be close to the customer if you want to market. You want to figure out how to market to them. So you should go into sales and business development and get close to the customer, which I did, and I had great success, and I never looked back. So over time, I did pick up roles where it was like heading up sales and marketing, but never was truly a marketer, which I had gone to school and studied for, but went a different path from there.
What do you think of that, Adrian?
I love that, and you're exactly right. You know, so. Having worked in some big technology organizations and, you know, interacted with a lot of Fortune 1000 companies over the years, really, it's remarkable the degree to which the sales organization is the tail that wags the dog in every company around the world. It's where all of the energy goes. It's where all of the investment goes because it's what makes the company go. And so, you know, every company understands that if you don't take care of your sales organization, if you don't build a world-class sales organization who understands the customer and who is going to drive your business forward, then you're just not going to be around for that long. And so to have figured that out really early in your career and, you know, getting dropped into, you know, a big company, and I was doing some background research on some of your story of, you're the first kid out of college showing up in this big company and they just threw you to the wolves, it sounds like. You had to kind of figure it out on your own, right, Alec?
Yeah, so it's a longer story, but I'll give you the short one. So I was at college. We did a case study on a company called Prime Computer. And back in the day, Prime Computer and Digital Equipment Corporation, DEC, the two were competing. Prime was first with the first mini computer, which was really taking those mainframe computers that IBM and HP and everyone had, bringing them down to a smaller footprint that could serve small and medium business. And so that was my first little foray getting into understanding them. And so I did a case study on Prime in one of my classes, and I was like, this is a cool company. Of course, my dad was dogging me, like, go to IBM, go to one of the big companies, you know, you'll have a full career, you know, what are you going to have with this company? They might not even be around in a few years. They had gone public and were big, you know, big company. And so I called corporate, you know, and called the top person in sales, worldwide sales and marketing executive. Got to through three assistants to finally get the third one to say, look, I said, I'm going to be in Boston. Can I just meet him for 30 minutes? And so I went in and he's like, what's this meeting for? Like, we hired 5 to 10 year experienced people from all the bigger companies. You know, you're right out of college. Like, you know, we don't really have a fit here for you. I'm like, you should work with kids right out of college. And I convinced them to start a recent college grad program. So I was the first one. I sat through all the training that they were teaching folks with 5 to 10 years experience, figured what worked, what didn't work, and then built the program. And then they started rolling in classes, you know, 40, 60 people several times a year, and go speak to all those classes. And so throwing it into the wolves. So after 3 months in training, I went out to a field office and said, where do you want to work? Do you want to go?
Hey, Alec, we got to take a break. So stick around.
Yeah, right.
We're field office. Stay right there. This is the Genesis Communication Network. We're going to come back right after this with the great Alec Stern, Adrian Chenault, and his old man Tom. We'll be right back.
Hey, this is Tom Chenault from the show, and I really want to talk to you about what's going on with contactmapping.com/radio. You really want to get this app. We're going to give it to you for 30 days just to kick the tires, because we are convinced that after 30 days, you are going to be so in love with this that you're going to want to pay $10 a month, probably for the rest of your life. Everybody's trying to steal your data out there, and it is time for you to be in control of your own database and, for want of a better term, Rolodex. So how do you do that? You get the trial. You start figuring out things about people. You document those things about people. The app does that for you. You can Google your own brain, and then we're going to have you better at follow-up than you've ever been in your life, no matter how good you are. I can prove it. I would love to talk to you. I would love to show this to you. So go to contactmapping.com/radio.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, Take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNhemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNhemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrophies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
And we're back. It is Tom Chenault. It's Adrian Chenault. And it is the great Alex Stern. It's the Network Marketing Leadership Show. And we are on fire because I have been in love with this guy. And during the next segment, I'm going to tell the story about how we got to him through Paul Capuzio and also through Mark Victor Hansen, because that was a complete exercise in 7 degrees of 6 degrees or however many degrees of separation it is. I am excited about this guy. Back to you, Adrian Chenault. Pick up the story where it was.
Yeah, I want to finish the story because it's just so powerful. So you talked your way. I didn't realize this part of it. So you really talked your way into the C-suite of this company who hadn't been hiring students out of college, and you convinced them to bet not just on you, but on the idea of starting to do that. And what happened next, Alec?
Yeah, so just again, longer story, a fun story, but just to keep it short for the show. So I ended up getting hired. I went through all the training, said what worked, what resonated with me, what didn't, created special training, and then all these recent college grad programs of 40 to 60 several times a year, you know, were born. And so I go speak to all of those. And so when I was going to leave the training department after 3 months, I was going to go get placed in the field, you know, for business development, you know, account management role. And they said, well, you know, you're from New Jersey. You want to go back to New Jersey? I'm like, no, I want to stay in Boston. Like, great, we have an office right here, you know, just down the street. So we'll put you in there. I'm like, perfect. So I get dropped into an office. My first boss, when I walked in day one, said, come to my office, close the door. He said, you are a liability to me. You've taken away a hiring rec for me to hire someone who's 5 to 10 years experience. I got this newbie out of college that I got to babysit, not doing it. So don't bother me, and don't bother any of the other salespeople, because we have a job to do here. I'll give you a territory, and you're on your own. So I was like, all right, whatever, figure it out. So that challenged me to like really like prove him, you know, and prove him and others wrong. And so I ended up getting a territory. I started closing businesses up. These were like the desert of opportunity where they used to work with, you know, used to work with the company, but then they, you know, switched to other vendors. So I had to try to resell people. Anyway, had great success, was one of the top salespeople in the country. and went to a couple of different awards events to be recognized. And I just remember standing there that moment where all these C-suite executives are in a circle, but I met all of them to interview. And they're like, this is unbelievable. Like, we hired you out of college, and you blew away, like, everyone practically in the company, and one of the top salespeople. And, of course, this boss came up to me, and he left, and someone else became my boss. He went into corporate. But he walked up. I said, here's my protege. And so I was like, okay, here's my moment. I said, time out. I remember that first day when you kicked me out of your office and told me that I was a liability and all this other stuff, and I figured this out on my own. No help from you. And so he turned all red, all the executives were laughing, he kind of like walked away, tail between his legs. I'm like, I'm not giving him 1 inch of satisfaction of my success. Like, I did it on my own.
Wow. That is unbelievable. And what a, just to be able to, we all dream of having that moment. We're so rare do you ever actually get the moment. And so, I think that's so much of what being an entrepreneur in any capacity is about, right? You got to have that chip on your shoulder. You got to have that inner drive to want to bet on yourself and to not let anybody, give you no for an answer. And so I think that's so important, and I know has led into the other businesses that you have been part of. And we'll come back to this after the break, but also kind of fits into how we managed to connect with you, where we started seeing you pop up on Clubhouse and went, we got to figure out how to find a way to get in touch with this guy. So we'll tell that story after the break when we've got a little bit more time. But that entrepreneurial, don't take no for an answer, that, Dad, that's really what success in any business, including network marketing, really comes down to, isn't it?
I've come through. I mean, I'm people's worst nightmare, because no matter what, if I'm going to put a target on you, I'm going to figure out a way for us to do business where you win. And one thing that I've learned from almost everybody, from Alex Stern to Robert Kiyosaki to every big guy, is I've got to live in the conversation called what's in it for them. If I can figure out a way where they get, I'm going to get. And instead of just being this agenda-driven human being, my agenda is always the agenda of the person across the table. And that's kind of what Constant Contact was all about. It finally brought the people to the product instead of the product to the people. And I love that about that company. I used it forever. It was until it got white papered, and because I kept bombing it, and I was no longer effective because my list was so goofed up. I mean, I didn't, Constant Contact was way, way too good for me, but it developed relationships I couldn't do. And so I love this guy. I love this concept. We're coming back right after this. It's the Genesis Communication Network.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The threat of migrants at our southern border continues to be a contentious issue. Senator Ted Cruz toured a facility in Donna, Texas on Friday.
This needs to stop. It is a crisis. It is a tragedy. And it is a man-made crisis. This was avoidable. This was preventable.
He says roughly 10% of the people being held at the facility are testing positive for the coronavirus. Democratic lawmakers visited another facility. They said the White House inherited the problem.
This isn't about politics, and it isn't about playing games. It's about the humanity of these children.
That's Congresswoman Ilhan Omar. A state trooper in Texas is clinging to life after being shot on a highway just outside Waco. Police are still trying to apprehend the suspect. This is USA Radio News. President Biden was asked if there's anything that he can do about Georgia's new restrictive voting law.
We're working on that right now. We don't know quite exactly what we can do at this point. The Justice Department is taking a look as well.
Republican Gabriel Sterling, who implements elections in Georgia, said the claims that the laws are racist aren't true. The new law also makes it a misdemeanor for people to distribute food and water to those waiting in line to vote. Sterling says they were just closing a loophole.
Literally, we have reports where they're handing out Warnock water. I mean, that's the issue we're running into. So we basically closed the loophole. They can still hand out water and food. This has to be 150 feet away, the way it has been for decades in this state.
Governor Brian Kemp said the new laws are simply common sense reforms. Department of Homeland Security Alejandro Mayorkas has fired all but three members of the advisory council. Former Homeland Security Secretary Chad Wolf tweeted, "Dismissing the entire council is not the right approach." You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
And we're back. This is Tom Chenault. It's the Network Marketing Leadership Show. We've got Alex Stern and my little boy, Adrian. And I'm telling you what, I am a fan of this guy. I love the fact that he was constantly on Clubhouse mentoring the little guy. And I would go in there and listen for hours of him talking to these people that had ideas, and he was giving them ways to scale their businesses, ways to look business in the eye, keep their eye on the ball, make the main thing the main thing. And I was just absolutely mesmerized with him. And I kept writing notes to him and trying to get responded to, but I knew that there was a line in front of me of people doing exactly the same thing that was 14 miles long, and I could not figure out how to get close to the guy no matter what. So finally, he's interviewing Mark Victor Hansen and his wife Crystal on their great book called Ask, which just got to the top of the New York Times bestseller list, and he's on there, and I'm on my way to a restaurant. And I'm going, oh, my God, I'm going to go in this restaurant. I'm not going to be able to hear the end of this interview. I've raised my hand 35 times. I know Mark Victor Hansen's going to see my hand. He's going to tell Alex Stern how great I am. He's going to put me on the stage, and the rest is going to be history, and it is crickets. So finally, I'm out of my mind, Alec, and I text Mark Victor Hansen. I go, Mark, and Mark loves his wife more than he loves air in his lung. And I go, Mark, get me on the stage so I can talk about your wife. Crickets. I'm standing in the line at the restaurant. There were people are talking to me. And I said, this is not going to work. And Mark is talking. And so I hit send and I call him right in the middle of it because I know that that cuts him off on Clubhouse and it was going to piss him off. And he looks at his phone and he goes, that idiot Tom Chenault's calling me. And still nothing happens. About 2 minutes later, you said, well, this is the end of the show. It has really been great talking to you. Wait a minute. We got to get Tom Chenault up here. And Mark put me on the stage. Next thing I know, I'm finally on your radar, and I am saying beautiful things about Mark, but I'm really talking to you. And so at the end of that show, you and Dominique had both followed me on Clubhouse. So I knew if you want to catch a mouse, you have to think like a cheese, and I finally have your attention. And you sent me a note that said, find me on Gmail. So I send you the note on Gmail. Of course, that's in a line of 5,000 people. I'm, again, way in the back. And I'm going, how the hell am I going to get to this guy? Next thing I know, I'm in a clubhouse. I'm on the stage. I'm talking. And all of a sudden, Paul Capozzo is talking right after me. And he goes, well, I've always wanted 10 minutes with Tom Chenault. And, he's got that East Coast, New Jersey accent. And I'm hearing it and going, who is this guy? And I see that he's had $1.5 billion company and he's done all these huge things. And I'm going, oh, man, this guy's got something going. And all of a sudden, in the bottom left-hand corner, referred by Alex Stern. I just about married Paul Capozzo. I am like jumping through the phone because if you want to catch a mouse, you have to think like a cheese. I said, we got to talk right after this. And the rest is history. We got on the phone with Paul. Paul got on the phone with Alec. Alec, we brought in Adrian. And here we are, one big happy family, because you guys have to understand, never give up. Never stop connecting, never stop remembering, and the rest is history. Right, Alec?
Yeah, you said it. And so I think, a couple things that you said there, lead with value, so you led with value. You talk about things like what's the purpose of why we should connect and what we can do together, and you're really prescriptive about it. And those race to the top. I do a room in Clubhouse, and you get 500 or 1,000 DMs. A lot of them are complimentary and nice, thank you for this and that. I love you. You inspired me, whatever it may be. Then there are those that have an ask. And some are as simple as, hey, reach out to me when you get a minute. I'm like, about what? When? Why?
Yeah.
I don't have time for it. Like, I got to go down through the work to figure out why we should be talking together. And so there's no connection in terms of relationship, right? There's nothing. It didn't put anything together with regard to why we should connect in the first place. And then where's the value in the connection? And so that's those are just key things that set anyone apart. Lead with value and the rest will come.
And you and Paul both told me that you love to make deals and you love to be involved with deals and structure deals and help people. Is there a better place on the planet for that fledgling entrepreneur with very little capital than network marketing? And I know that you have advised and really, really helped a lot of people with the mindset around, you got something small called a little network marketing business, but that doesn't mean it won't be big if you treat it like a business. I've listened to you talk that way to Paul and to the various people around that world, as well as the people that have done $1.5 billion companies like Paul has. It's all basically the same, treating a business like a business. Right, Alec?
Yeah, I mean, you nailed it. That is true. And I think stepping back, I used to speak at the Direct Selling Association events and their conferences and so forth, and we had a lot of downlines and a lot of direct marketing companies that were using Constant Contact, and so I just was in that world, but it never interested me, and it was not for me, and so I just always sort of said no to all the offers and opportunity. I then met a company and a product that I loved, and so and now it's a product line, and that's where Paul and I were both, you know, on the same downline together, not having met. So we connected and sort of attached at the hip to now partner in several things together, and just, you know, complementing each other's, you know, skills and expertise, and really raising the water level of each of us collectively because of what we're bringing to the table. But it's really, I look at what's your portfolio. I mean, do you have alternative investments in the mix? You know, as well as stocks like this, like that. Do you have alternative investments? And this, you know, we're talking about this. It could be a side hustle, a part-time thing. But you have to treat it like a business no matter how much time you put into it. It's not, when it's part-time doesn't mean you don't give it the attention that you get. You just carve out the amount of time for that part-time thing and treat it like a business. And guess what? It will become something big if you do that. And so as I've seen that, experienced that, then it was, you know, focus, how do I focus more on it and get more active and involved? So it's really important to focus on it, anything you're doing as a business, regardless of full-time, part-time, side gig, you know, or whatever it may be.
Having been, and I love that you mentioned this in your story, Alec, that, you know, you had companies and network marketing groups that were using Constant Contact. So you're sort of aware of it. You had this perception of, oh, that's not really for me. And then, you know, something changed. You encountered a product that you liked and that shifted your position initially. And you kind of got on the other side of that. What was different about network marketing when you actually got into that space and connected with a great guy like Paul as a partner along that journey that was different from what your preconception was?
You know, I think it just got me back and looking at business, right? So 85% of all businesses are existing product or service that someone steps in and just executed on it better. The product with some new features, you know, so it hasn't been dusted off and being reinvented or innovated with, or services, you know, delivered and executed better service. 50% of something new didn't exist before, like we see with Airbnb and Uber and also Constant Contact. You know, and so when you look at something that, like in direct, you know, sort of the direct marketing side of things, you know, you've got an established business, you've got an established product line, you have a lot of things that are there for you, and now it's just all of the blocking, tackling, and connections and managing your network, collaboration, engagement, all the things you would do. So in some ways it gives you a little bit of that leg up to, because a lot of the pieces are in place. They figured out how you're going to make money. You know, they're figuring out how to be successful at building business around it. And then you adapt it to yourself, or you partner up with others who've had success, like I have done, to do it together and figure out what, you know, the strengths of each and really, you know, treat it like a business. And so it's different, but it also has a lot of pieces in place to make it easier, but you got to still put the work in.
Yeah, 100%. And I loved what you said about, you know, that a lot of the things had been figured out for you. You know, you looking at that background that you had, you know, previously way back when in, you know, business development and sales, you know, same sort of thing. Any good salesperson, they're looking for that track to run on. But as a salesperson, you know, your upside and your sort of long-term ownership potential might be limited. And so what I have found as sort of a business nerd, looking at what network marketing has to offer when the opportunity is the right thing, is that you have, you know, some of the entrepreneurial uncapped upside potential where you can really, you know, build something huge if you go after it and you treat it like a proper business and you do all the things to treat it seriously and to be a real professional. But you, like you said, right, you don't have to worry about fulfillment. You don't have to worry about legal and all, you know, just all these sort of things that, when you are starting your own company, as you know very, very well, there's so many extra headaches you have to take on that network marketing can kind of take off your plate for you. So that's a pretty powerful thing for the little guy getting started and trying to figure out where to go in place of that, right?
Yes.
I would no more be the network marketing owner than the man in the moon. They may make $100 million, but they got a lot of problems. And instead of having personnel problems, I get to be the personnel problem. And so all I had to do was find a great product and a great comp plan, a great company behind me, so I can just be this train wreck called Tom Chenault with all these unbelievable contacts bring them in to have their own business and be able to inspire them and be the point of sale. And that's what Alec's talking about. That's why this is the greatest form of entrepreneurship out there. And then all of a sudden you get some capital and you get to go build a business in the attic like Constant Contact or the other five or six companies that he's done that he's been able to scale to unbelievable numbers. The name of the game is work smart, not hard, but you're still going to work hard, right? I mean, it's not easy being anything successful. It takes all you got, right?
Exactly, yeah. So, I mean, if you want to be successful, you know, you got to put the time in, you got to put the effort in. It's just, you know, prioritization, right? You got to make the time and prioritize it. You can't just all that's over here on the side, and I could just, you know, just like starting a business. If you have a new idea you want to launch, you might be doing it like moonlighting on it while you have a full time job, but you got to carve out the time to really focus on it and do all the things to start to get the flywheel of that idea going. You can't just let it sit there and percolate while you're doing your other thing full time. So whatever it is that you're doing, you've got to carve out the amount of time needed to make it successful.
I don't look for passion. That's what I tell people. I look for obsession. If you're obsessed, we're probably going to get along because I can course correct you. If you've got that kind of eye of the tiger, and that's why I love this Rick Manelius, Adrian's partner, and Adrian on the contactmapping.com front, because they're obsessed. They get me up every morning at the crack of dawn and put me to bed way after the sun goes down every night, and they work me like a dog in between because they're obsessed and I can ride their obsession. And in your network marketing business, in anything that you do, look for obsession. You can train everything else. That obsession is the name of the game. We've got Alec Stern with us, who I think is the father Adrian never had. And we're going to come back right after this. It's been a great time. We'll be right back.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, TRICARE, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
We'll be right back. Or no, we're here. This is Tom Chanel. It's the Network Marketing Show, and it is awesome. I mean, I'm telling you what, I think this guy like might be one of my idols. That's that simple. Alex Stern. He took a company from an attic to $1 billion and sold it. That's what I want to do when I grow up. Here I am, 69 years old. He's a kid compared to me. He's already done it. And now I'm watching him do it over and over again. He's got all this life still left in him. And where he is on Clubhouse, finding people at the lowest common denominator to give them advice on how to be bigger, better, bolder, more passionate, more obsessed. So what I want you to do is go to alexspeaks.com, A-L-E-C-speaks.com. Look at his website. Understand that this is the kind of guy that you want to be when you grow up. It's right there on the screen. Back to you, Adrian.
I love that, and you just feel Alex's heart for contributing back into the world and connecting with others. And so, Alec, you know, in this, you're not probably not new, but you know, where you're putting more of your focus on mentoring and contributing back into that entrepreneurial marketplace. You know, for somebody who's trying to level up, who's trying to make it big as an entrepreneur, you know, what's the number one piece of advice that you come back to over and over again as you're trying to help these people?
Yeah, so I just want to clarify one thing because it came up a moment ago. So I live by the African proverb, if you want to go fast, go alone. If you want to go far, go with others. So this is not an I story whatsoever with Constant Contact or the other seven companies I've had success with. This is a we story. I stayed in my lane. I know what I was good at. We brought in the right people above, next to and below, like you need to. So you're going to start a business. You need to bring in those right people. Let titles aside, title agnostic, egos at the door, and just do what's best for the business. And we had 1,500 people. When we sold the company. And so, yes, we were an overnight success in 18 years. In year 10, we had our initial public offering. And year 8 years later, we sold for $1.1 billion with 1,500 people that were all the reason for that success, plus 8,000 partners in the one-to-many, you know, channel strategy, plus an amazing board, plus an amazing set of investors, plus our, the last but not least, an amazing set of customers. So just really, really important it's a me story. And so when you're starting a business, you know, what lane are you in? Are you operational? Are you technical? Are you more front-facing outward? And you've got to round out, you know, the skill set and not wear all the hats. It's, the opportunity cost is too great for you to do something that's not in your wheelhouse, to learn it, figure it out, and do it just because, well, we'll save some money. What you're not doing that you're really good at, you could double down and do more of if you stayed in your lane. I think that's one of the biggest things that most people sort of think, well, I just got to do all this. You don't. You know, hire somebody who can do it half the time, do it much better, and do it right, for short money, including hiring interns, you know, or VAs or others to do it, not necessarily, you know, a fractional person that you can hire. And then go, you know, and then stay in your lane so you can double down on what you're really good at.
That's huge. Hold it for a second. So here's how he course corrected me. I gave him all credit for constant contact, and he spent 2 minutes giving credit to everybody but himself.
Sure.
That's how you get ahead in the world. That was beautiful, Alec. Go ahead, Adrian.
Yeah, that was awesome. And I think it's so important for us to learn that, you know, like, especially in the early days. And I'll raise my hand and say I struggle with this personally, right? You're always feeling like you have all these things to do, not enough minutes in the day and not enough dollars to get it done. And it's, you know, it's so easy to get trapped into thinking that you have to just figure out how to do it all on your own, and you have to keep pressing. And learning the power of that leverage is something really important that we all can learn from. And like you said, whether it's interns or virtual assistants, I mean, there's incredibly cost-effective ways that you can do this. You don't have to be a zillionaire to have an assistant anymore. And we all should be doing a lot more of that to be able to, you know, to get more done and to shift things off of our plate that we suck at anyway, and that are not the, and as a result are not the right use of our time. It's so important. Alec, we got about a minute and a half left to wrap up. For people who, you know, who want to connect more with what you're up to, I know we sent them to your website, but is there anything else that you would like to share with our audience or a way that you'd like them to keep connecting with you in the future?
Yeah. So alexspeaks.com is the best place to go because it's got all my social channels there. You can learn a little bit more about me. You can watch some of my past interviews and so forth. You can connect in for mentoring. You can connect in, you know, if you have a speaking opportunity. There's all kinds of ways to sort of get in touch. A good central place to start and then see what happens.
That's awesome. And if you're on Clubhouse, you got to make sure you follow Alec and check out what he's up to. He's bringing huge value there. Go follow him around on social and watch what he's up to. And, you know, there's a lot of big company people that are, you know, in the network marketing space that are listening and watching this. I mean, this is a guy who would be phenomenal to have come and speak. So
go to your company.
Yeah, exactly.
You got to come back on here with Capozzio because, you know, you've got he talks to you. He was telling me about all your stuff, your Grammys experience, your pizza experience. He is your best PR guy on the planet because he humanizes you because you're bigger than life. And having Paul come along and say, you know what, this is also a guy's guy. This is a guy that you can have a piece of pizza with, you can hang out with, and also make a deal with. So next week, we love you guys. It's great to have Alec Stern with us. Go to alexspeaks.com. Thanks for listening. This was the Network Marketing Leadership Show with Adrian, Tom, and Alec.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A 1-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping.
To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5, California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.